Our learning today should be Le'ilay Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Harav Gavriel Pinchas and Dina Avigal Bas Eliyahu. Last week we read Parshas Pinchas, in which Hashem rewards Pinchas for his brave act of zealotry. After Bilam's failed attempt to curse Bnei Yisrael, he gave Balak some advice to get Bnei Yisrael to sin, and then Hashem himself will punish them. Balak brought in women to tempt the Jewish men into illicit behaviors and ultimately idolatry. The Nasi, the leader of the tribe of Shimon, was publicly sinning with a foreign woman, and as everyone stood by in a state of shock, Pinchas sprung into action. He grabbed his spear and drove it through both of them, leaving them for dead. My husband quotes a great mashal into understanding why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Imagine an artist and his assistant go to a mountaintop in order to be able to paint a beautiful landscape. Once the artist completes his painting, he decides to take a step back to gain a better perspective. As he retreats further and further back, his assistant notices that he's about to step backward off the cliff. The assistant makes a snap decision and realizes that the quickest way to save his boss's life is to ruin the painting and snap him back into reality. When the boss sees his assistant ruining his painting, he blows up into a fit of rage. Once the assistant explains that it was either the painting or his life, obviously the artist was appreciative. Similarly, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, people would intentionally sin, knowing that the payout would be more beneficial even after taking the loss of the korban for kapara. For example, they might choose to do a shady business deal that will create tremendous profits, and then even after buying the largest cow for a korban chatas, he would still come out ahead. Bnei Yisrael were at a point that they were using the Beis HaMikdash not for spiritual growth as it's meant for, but as an escape hatch in bad business. Hashem had to do something brazen to shake the people up and get them to recognize that the goal should be to strengthen our relationship with Hashem. Perhaps that is along the lines of what Pinchas was thinking when he acted, that he needed to do something bold in order to shake people awake and to recognize their true purpose as Ovdei Hashem. Pinchas is rewarded with a bris shalom, which seems to be the opposite of the act of intentional murder. But Pinchas did this for the greater good, similar to the assistant of the artist and similar to Hashem when destroying the Beit HaMikdash. Sometimes we need to be shaken awake for a greater good and in order to gain a fresh perspective. Thank you.